Without any further ado, we're here. We're on the line with Andrew Collins, who's going to be performing at the Jam Theater here in Grand Forks very soon. Why don't you just tell us about Andrew Collins and your trio?
Well, we are three guys, which makes the trio part make sense. And we all play a bunch of different styles of music, bluegrass, jazz, classical, Celtic stuff, all over the map. And we like to... We're mostly playing my original stuff and a bunch of covers drawing from all these different genres. And we like to have a lot of fun. We like to I guess the easiest word to use to describe us is eclectic. And, you know, the show is really about being entertained and us hopefully enthralling you with different styles of music and different instrumentation. I play mandolin, fiddle, guitar, mandocello, mandola. Mike, one of the other guys in the band, he plays all those instruments as well. And our bass player, James, plays the bass and a little bit of mandocello, and he sings harmonies with me. So we have a lot of duet singing. And, you know, we like to take you through a whole spectrum of styles, moods, and emotions.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I was watching one of your YouTube videos where you're going through like all these different influences, and you're like, "Well, it's what we like," and I really quite enjoyed that. And I'm wondering, are there any like favorite aspects to your guys' music that you're making? Any favorite elements for you?
You know, really, for me, the favorite part about playing this music is that there are a lot of intricate arrangements. And within that, so we've got all these written parts that I've arranged and composed, but there's all this improvisation in it. And so for me, the most fun is taking people through this, you know, journey where there are all these like left-hand turns. I kind of like think of them as like punchlines that you don't see it coming, but after it happens, it's like, if you look back, it's as if it was all leading up to that and makes sense. So I like to... You know, and even with the, you know, there's all the storytelling that is part of the show, and I like to make people laugh, and I like to make people smile, and I try to do that with any method I can.
Okay, I mean, it sounds like you do. Looking at the list of, award nominees, you've actually won some awards as well. Do you have any maybe standout accomplishments, things you guys are especially proud of?
Well, I'm proud of the fact that all of our albums have, we've won instrumental album or instrumental group of the year for two folk music awards, and our third double album got nominated for that. And I mean, I'm proud of that, but really what I'm most proud of is just being able to look back and knowing that we're always pushing our own envelope and trying new things and trying to figure out a way to not have it be just a show where people have to sit down and ponder what this heady music, because there are elements of that, but it's also trying, like, I feel like we've really gotten in a place where we can draw people that aren't into instrumental music in with our vocals and then have them like be surprised by hearing Bach played on two mandolins and then a really fast bluegrass tune and humor story. So I think what I'm most proud of with this band is our ability to connect with an audience and make a show that's fun.
Okay. You were talking about, you know, you guys always moving forward, some progression there. Does that mean you guys are already thinking about what you're doing next, the next project?
Oh, yeah. I've already written, I've got eight of the tunes for the next album already, and we're already planning recording this winter. Getting in early stages of planning, but the material is already developed. Now we just got to start sitting down and learning it. And I'm pretty sure that we'll have a couple new tunes for our show at the Jam. However, we were at the Jam 2.5 years ago in the wintertime when we had released our second album, and it was good. So we've got two full albums worth of material to present that we haven't played there yet, because in between our last journey there and this one, we released a double album called Tongue and Groove. And one album is all vocal material and the other album is all instrumental material. And you can guess which one is which. And so we have a lot of new stuff for the Grand Forks folks. So anyone that saw us last time will be hosted to really a whole new show.
Okay. You just answered one of my questions regarding the new album, and you kind of answered one of them. So you have been to Grand Forks before. Do you want to tell me about that? Is how, you know, being in town was, and was that your first time?
Well, that was my second time being at Grand Forks. In fact, this is a little bit of a side story, but I met my wife at a bluegrass camp that happens at the end of August in Sorrento, BC, which is really close to Salmon Arm. And a friend of mine that attends this camp often owns land with some other friends just outside of Grand Forks. And my future wife at the time and I, we just met and we fell in love really quickly and went on this road trip and spent 5 days in Grand Forks. So I've got a very soft spot for Grand Forks. And so when the trio went to Grand Forks 2 years ago, we played the Gem Theater, which is a super cool venue. And yeah, I'm just super excited. I heard about how great it is to come visit in the summertime when the population, I guess, doubles or triples because of summertime tourism. And so we're really looking forward to coming and returning, and I just love the area.
That's great, man.
I was a BC ski bum before I started playing mandolin, so my heart will always be in the mountains.
Okay, well, that's good to hear then. Did you remember any exacts, like where you ate or anything like that when you were here?
Well, I didn't eat out at all because I was visiting with my friends in this farm that is just beautiful. So when we weren't at the gym, we were at my friend Peter Ritchie and Bev McCormick. I don't know if you know them, but so I actually didn't get into town as much as I would have liked, but we did explore the area and did a lot of hiking.
Okay, that's good then, that's good. Do you want to, you know, tell people where they can hear more of your stuff, where they can read more about you?
Well, I invite anyone to visit our website, andrewcollinstrio.com, Collins spelled C-O-L-L-I-N-S, or also our Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/The Andrew Collins Trio. You can also see our new video, which is a little bit of a play on, you know, all these years I've been playing this music that is kind of a fusion of all these different styles. And we all play in straight ahead bluegrass bands. And when you play in a straight ahead bluegrass band and someone asks you, what kind of music do you play? It's really easy to say bluegrass in one word, but this music, because it draws from all these different styles, it's almost impossible to describe in words. And so I wrote this song called I Don't Know But I Like It, which is kind of, and it has like a play interview section, which is kind of a play on how difficult it is to describe this music. But you can experience it by checking out our new video for I Don't Know But I Like It.
Okay, and I will say again, I loved that video. I watched that and I laughed at it. I thought the music was really good as well. But at first, I thought it was a real interview, and then it started picking up, and it was good stuff.
Right, I'm glad. And you know, part of my goal in that was to also get people to see that, you know, there's a lot of humor in our music. You know, one of my musical heroes was Roger Miller, who was like, he could write this really poignant music, but also had this really wry, wacky sense of humor. And, you know, I love really serious stuff, but humor and connecting with people is really a big motivation for me.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you, Andrew. Of course, you are going to be performing at the Gem Theater August 15th. Is there anything else you want to say to the people, say to the audience that might be coming out, what will be coming out?
Well, I just hope you come out and come for a ride and look to be surprised. And I assure you, we are fascinating individuals, so please come say hi.